Minutes with a Farmer, wherever you download your podcasts.
Bonsai plants are miniature trees grown in pots and considered a living art form. They can be any plant with a woody stem and tree-like structure. Dave Bogan owns a business called Bogan's Bonsai in Indiana. He says dwarfing the size of a tree involves what's growing both above and below the soil.
The training is not just only in the top or the shape of it. It's the training of the root system so it gets finer. Most people want to say it takes about 10 years to really create a proper bonsai, and that is getting a better root system as well as developing the top and developing the top into a certain shape or look that we want, or the density of the shape.
Roots are trained by the soil they grow in, which is a special mix where the particles are about a quarter inch in size. This creates a lot of air space within the soil, and over time, the root system will naturally become finer and finer. Creating the top shape of a bonsai plant requires pruning and wiring the branches.
Every branch on a tree will become wired so that we can move it and adjust its location. Depending on the species, after a couple of months or even a year, we remove the wire and the branches will stay in those locations. Some trees will be wired numerous times over a several-year period. It's very much so an ongoing training experience for the plant.
Bonsai require daily care, paying attention to the amount of water they need and controlling their growth to maintain the perfect shape. Bogan says they should also be kept outside because many species need a period of cold dormancy in order to survive. Learn more about bonsai gardening at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There's uncertainty around almost every federal aid program after the White House Budget Office in a memo ordered federal agencies to stop any financial assistance spending if they suspect that it conflicts with President Trump's executive orders. Medicare and Social Security are exempt from the memo, but ABC Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl says
the directive is not specific, but it's clearly far-reaching. It says, quote, this memorandum requires federal agencies to identify and review all federal financial assistance programs and supporting activities consistent with the president's policies and requirements.
Immigration arrests continue to increase. ICE says nearly 1,200 people were arrested yesterday. Chipmaker NVIDIA suffered the largest single-day loss in stock market history, nearly $600 billion Monday on news of a Chinese company's AI product. Meanwhile, Boeing says it lost almost $4 billion in the fourth quarter. This is ABC News. General Motors reporting that it lost nearly $3 billion in the last quarter, but that was driven by a more than $5 billion restructuring charge related to its business in China. Surveillance video providing new possible clues into the cause of the Eaton fire in California, which killed 17 people and destroyed thousands of homes in Altadena, says ABC's Trevor Ault.
Lawyers of suing residents now point to alarming surveillance video they believe shows that the fire sparked from a SoCal Edison power line. They argue the power line sparked, then the fire spreading rapidly in the mountainside within 10 minutes. SoCal Edison telling ABC News they have seen the video, which the New York Times provided, and the company is evaluating it as part of an ongoing investigation.
Now open in New York City, a full-scale replica of the rooms where Anne Frank wrote her diary, the first time it's been recreated outside of the museum in Amsterdam. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny and mild today, but it still will be breezy. Highs in the lower 40s, wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. We'll keep that breeze around tonight, mostly cloudy and mild with lows in the mid-20s. Not as warm on Wednesday, but still a decent day, highs in the mid-30s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Aylin. Proposed legislation would return state employees to the office. The Republican measure would require all state employees to return to work in their physical offices by July 1st. Those whose job duties were already being performed off-site prior to March of 2020 are exempt from the proposed mandate. A survey of Wisconsin businesses finds support for tariffs on China. The latest Wisconsin employer survey by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce shows 86% of respondents to the semiannual survey support imposing tariffs on countries like China in response to unfair trade practices. And researchers at UW-Madison find alcohol sales increased by about 3 to 5% over 2 years following mass shootings. Researchers looked at roughly 320 mass shootings from 2006 to 2019 and compared alcohol sales from the same time range recorded by a database which tracks grocery and drugstore sales.
They say winning never gets old, but overplaying did for me. Day in, day out, I was always chasing that next big win, desperately trying to win back what I had lost. I kept thinking the next one is the big one. But then my wife gave me the numbers that I needed. The Problem Gambling Helpline was a lifeline, and with help, I got my life back. I learned to manage my impulses and make informed choices. I found more time to do the things I love without having to carry the burden of chance. Now I'm not spending all of my money and my time playing my lucky numbers, hoping for a winning hand or betting on that parlay. So before you place that next bet, remember to bet on yourself, because when you gamble responsibly, everyone's a winner.
If you or someone you know gambles more frequently than planned or has made repeated, unsuccessful attempts to stop gambling, call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. There is hope, there is help, and there is a path to peace of mind. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
Good morning, it's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue, West Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. The Dunn County Board has decided to sell the former transfer station that the county used until December 31st of 2020. The board is offering the 10-acre property just west of Menominee on Highway 29 via sealed bid. The Facilities Committee will review the bids and recommend to the county board which bid to accept. The property includes two buildings, one 12,900 square feet and a second building of 1,200 square feet. The property has been vacant since the end of the county's garbage and recycling collection ended in 2021. The board is also looking at selling another piece of land in Highway 29 in Menominee that a developer has expressed an interest in for housing and a child care facility. The principal of Durand, Arkansas Middle School has been nominated for a statewide award. Principal Sarah Sabelko was nominated for the Herb Cole Principal of Leadership Award, which recognizes leadership by a public school principal. Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Ryan Nelson says Sabalco's worked hard to lead the middle school forward.
I think she certainly has worked very hard to lead our middle school forward. I know she's very well respected by the staff and community, and I think certainly is very vested in ensuring the Durand, Arkansas School District and middle school is the best that it can possibly be. So I'm really, really happy for her and really proud of the work that she puts into to being the best principal she can be.
Sabalco was nominated for the award by the teaching staff at the middle school. New details have been released in the homicide that happened on the north side of Eau Claire over the weekend. According to Eau Claire police, the incident took place near Western Avenue and Laverne Street just after 2 a.m. Saturday. Now both the suspect and victim have been named. 21-year-old Andre Simmons was shot several times and died at the scene, despite life-saving attempts from paramedics and officers. 18-year-old Demarion Stogner was arrested at the scene and charged with intentional homicide. Eau Claire police is investigating the incident. A Baldwin woman has been charged with attempted homicide after a stabbing Sunday. According to Baldwin police, they were called to an incident on Cedar Street around 7:30 Sunday night. There, they found a man who was stabbed. He's in stable condition. Vivian Garnley, 22, was charged Monday with attempted homicide, reckless injury, aggravated battery, violating a no-contact order, and disorderly conduct. All of those charges carry a domestic abuse modifier. She's currently being held on a $50,000 cash bond. You're listening to WRDN News.
Porch pirates? Cats turning your water on? Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey.
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for snowbirds to automate lights, locks, and thermostats from the beach. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind you can see. WWT.net.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
UW Health is reporting respiratory illness levels in Wisconsin are on the rise. Dr. Dan Shirley says they're seeing a higher number of cases of influenza, COVID, and RSV.
Right now we're seeing all of these are happening, but especially right now we're seeing influenza rates that are very high in the community and also high and rising in hospitalizations, which is always one of those warning signs that there's a lot of people with influenza and also some of them are getting very sick.
As of last week, there were 40 hospitalizations for influenza at UW Hospital in Madison. That's its highest number in 3 years. The Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions secretary is stepping down next month. Cheryl Olson Collins is retiring February 3rd after being appointed secretary in January of 2022. Olson Collins will be succeeded by Wendy Bauman, who has served as president and chief visionary officer of the Wisconsin Women's Business Initiatives Corporation since 1994. Wisconsin home sales rose nearly 5% last year, but there continues to be an affordability problem. The Wisconsin Realtors Association economist Dave Clark said prices have been going up a robust rate due to factors including tight supply and pretty strong demand for homes. The Realtors report says prices increased nearly 9%, with a median Wisconsin price of $310,000 last year. That's much higher than that in both Milwaukee and Madison. Now, while it makes for a market favorable to sellers, Clark says there's one caveat. Homeowners looking to sell and then buy another home will also be buying at premium prices.
Several ice rescues around Wisconsin over the weekend. Pewaukee Lake in Waukesha County Saturday. A 61-year-old man whose UTV went through the ice was pulled from the lake by a dive team after nearly 40 minutes in the water. He later died at a hospital. The other weekend ice rescues included two on Big Muskego Lake in Waukesha County, a Saturday rescue of three men whose UTV fell through the ice on Wind Lake in Racine County, and another in which a UTV carrying two men plunged into the water Saturday on Lake Winnebago in the town of Black Wolf. Warmer weather this coming week could also affect ice conditions. The Madison School District is reaffirming its commitment to prohibit immigration enforcement officers from entering schools and talking with students. The Wisconsin State Journal reports Madison Metropolitan School District Board President Nichelle Nichols said the district stands by a 2017 resolution that prevents federal immigration enforcement from entering schools, interviewing students, or accessing student information in most cases. It also says district employees should not ask about, record, or share students' immigration status. Nichols said the board publicly reaffirmed its support for all students during a meeting on Monday. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
A Thorpe business operator is now a Wisconsin master cheesemaker. Marky Penterman, founder of Marky Gouda, was recently awarded the designation. Earning that title is no simple task, requiring a minimum of 10 years of cheesemaking experience, plus 3 years of testing, interviews, and inspections. Penterman, a native of the Netherlands, is just the fourth woman ever to be granted the Wisconsin Master Cheesemaker honor. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
The Minnesota Wild will gear up for their game against the Toronto Maple Leafs tomorrow night. The Wild snapped a two-game losing streak by defeating the Blackhawks 4-2 on the road Sunday. Tomorrow's game starts at 6 o'clock. The Minnesota Vikings will send a seventh player to this year's Pro Bowl. The NFL announced yesterday right tackle Brian O'Neill will replace Eagles tackle Lane Johnson as he prepares for the Super Bowl. O'Neill just completed his seventh NFL season and is going to his second Pro Bowl. The Minnesota Twins have already handpicked their opening day starting pitcher. Manager Rocco Baldelli told reporters yesterday Pablo Lopez will be the man on the mound when the 2023 season begins in March. He started for the Twins on opening day in the prior two seasons as well. High school basketball from last night on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Boys basketball from last night, Mondovi defeats Oliva Strum 94-67. It was Osseo Fairchild over Spring Valley 57-56. Elk Mound defeats Boyceville 72-47.
while Stuartville wins over Lake City 63-54. Girls basketball from yesterday, Alma Pepin wins over Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran 57-50. Ellsworth over Central 56-36. And Stuartville, they defeat Lake City 70-60. On the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard schedule for today in boys basketball in the Dariland Conference, Aliva Strum is at Alma Pepin. That game to be held at Pepin High School. Augusta hosting Alma Center Lincoln. Blair Taylor at Cochran Fountain City. Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran is at Osseo Fairchild. Dunn St. Croix Conference boys hoops tonight. Durand, Arkansas at Stanley Boyd. You'll be able to hear that game here on WRDN with the Advent Health Panther preview at 7, tip-off at 7:15. Bloomers at Mondovi. Plum City Elmwood hosting Spring Valley. That game to be held at Elmwood High School. Middle Border Conference boys basketball tonight. Amory hosting Somerset. Altoona at Baldwin Woodville. St. Croix Central travels to Ellsworth. Prescott hosting Osceola. Girls basketball tonight in the Dunn St. Croix. Plum City Elmwood is at Durand, Arkansas. Colfax hosting Spring Valley. Boyceville travels to Elk Mound. Mondovi is at Glenwood City. And in the Middle Border Conference tonight, Fall Creek travels to Altoona. St. Croix Central is at Barron. Again, tonight we'll have coverage of the Durand, Arkansas at Stanley Boyd boys basketball game with our coverage beginning at 7 here on WRDN.
At the Home Depot, it's our business to support yours. Partner with your go-to source for building your business. We can help you streamline your operations by supplying the whole job from start to finish. Any questions? Our pro desk is ready to answer the call with supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. Elevate your efficiency and take on more projects with the partner you can trust. The Home Depot, how pros get more done.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludicrous.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard scored 35 each. Giannis added 18 rebounds as the Bucks knocked off the Utah Jazz 125-110 in Salt Lake City last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Chris Middleton also coming off the bench with 22 for the Bucks. Head coach Doc Rivers:
"It means that he had a good game tonight. You know, again, you miss all these games. That doesn't mean tomorrow, if he plays or the next game, he'll have it. It's just going to take time. As a staff, we have to be very patient with it. You know, I told him that this morning. You know, I said, hey, it's going to come. I'm not worried about it. I can't say that for you, you know, because I'm sure he's a player. He wants to play well."
Bucks are at Portland tonight. Marquette back in action in the Big East tonight. The Golden Eagles climbing to ninth in both top 25 polls. They'll take on the Butler Bulldogs in Indianapolis tonight. Marquette senior guard Cam Jones named the Big East Player of the Week for the third time this season. The Badgers also moved to 17th in both polls this week. Greg Gard's team plays six of their next eight on the road, starting with a road trip to Maryland tomorrow night. The Packers made a pair of coaching moves, giving special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia a one-year contract extension that keeps him in Green Bay for 2 years. They also rehired Luke Getze as a senior offensive assistant. Hockey Badgers cracked college hockey's top 20 poll after the four-point weekend against Michigan. As Wisconsin gets ready for this weekend's two-game series at rival Minnesota, the Badgers ranked 18th in the USA hockey poll. Coach Mike Hastings on facing the Gophers:
"There are no easies, and it's going to be difficult there. They're going to have a little snarl to them, but we need to have our own snarl. So opportunity for us to go continue and grow this week."
Badgers fell twice to the Gophers in Madison earlier this season. Brewers announcing that former closer John Axford will join the team's Wall of Honor during the upcoming season. Axford spent parts of six seasons with the Brewers. He ranks third all-time in franchise history in saves with 106. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. Every day, ZipRecruiter helps people who are actively looking for jobs like yours, so it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Forecast for today, partly sunny, we'll have highs mid-40s. West winds at 10 to 20, gusting to 35. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs upper 30s. And for Thursday, plenty of sunshine, highs upper 40s to even low 50s. Currently across the region, we do have a few clouds in the area. Ogallee at 27, Mondovi, Pepin, and Lake City at 25. Plum City, Wabasha, Nelson at 25 as well. Here at WRDN, we do have a few clouds, 27 with Alan Jackson.
Pop a top again. I've just got time for one more round. Set them up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. I'd like for you to listen to a joke I heard today from a woman who said she was through and calmly walked away. I tried to smile and did a while, but it felt so out of place. Did you ever hear of a clown with teardrops streaming down his face? Pop a top again. I think I'll have another round. Set 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. Cause a row of fools on a row of stools is not what's on my mind. But then you see her leaving me is not what I prefer. So it's either here just drinking beer or home remembering her. Pop a top again. I think I'll have another round. Set 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. Pop a top again.
Morning, my head. may sound absurd, but simple little things are the miracle cure. Push to the limit, or standing at the brink, all she's gotta do is just to give me that way. And slam bam, I'm feeling alright. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye. No need to psychoanalyze or have a stiff drink, all she's gotta do is just to give me that way. And slam bam, I'm feeling alright. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I was all but 22, I think, at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night. And it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer and looked him in the eyes, and I said, baby, I think you're gonna want to hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. Baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave, and you look like you love me.
Well, I was down at a local beer joint with a few of the guys, with this cute little country girl called Maya. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me. You look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave, and you look like you love me. To yourself, I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me. You look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Ella Langley, Riley Green, You Look Like You Love Me. And good morning, 7:34. I'm Brian Winnikins. And coming up next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, give us a call, 715-672-8989. You can also visit us on our Facebook page. at WRDN 1430 AM stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. Also, this morning at about 9:10, we continue our spotlight on Burnside Dairy with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. As the Weisenbeck family owns Burnside Dairy since 1919. Wow. And we'll continue our spotlight with the Weisenbeck family here coming up this morning at about 9:10. Also, Vanderbilt University, we'll tell you about they're facing another fine because of their fans. We'll tell you about this morning. Also, we'll tell you what the best state to retire to is. Tell you about that here coming up this morning as well. Later on tonight, we have a boys high school basketball for you. Durand, Arkansas, the boys, they are on the road. They are at Stanley Boyd. And so we will have that game for you here on WRDN with the Advent Health Panther preview at about 7 o'clock, tip-off 7:15. We'll also have it on our streaming video page as well with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. It will also be on the Durand, Arkansas School District's YouTube channel, too. Now, the girls are playing tonight. They are hosting Plum City Elmwood. And so that game, you'll be able to watch that game on the Durand, Arkansas School District's Huddle page. That's the automatic camera that they have. It will also be on NTEC Channel 99. So this is kind of the way we do this. When both teams are playing, I go on the road, and we have it on the radio and our streaming video service and the Durand, Arkansas School District YouTube channel, and the home game is on the school district's In the Huddle webpage and also NTEC Channel 99. So that's how we're doing that tonight. Well, we're going to get, I guess, the January thaw. It's going to be continuing, even though it's going to be windy like March. We'll have details with that forecast here coming up.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durand at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Did you know that 1 in 4 people seeking treatment for ED are under 40? Hims can help. Get started at hims.com/joy. Through hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to hims.com/joy.
Forecast for today, partly sunny. We'll have highs mid-40s. West winds at 10 to 20, gusting to 35. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs upper 30s. For Thursday, sunshine could see record highs, upper 40s to low 50s. Wow. Currently across the region, we do have some clouds. Ogalle at 27. Mondovi, Pepin, Lake City, all at 26. Plum City, Nelson, and Wabasha at 25 here at WRDN. We have some clouds 27 with Keith Anderson. He's picking some wildflowers. I'd like to know where those are at right now. It's 7:39.
Meet me down at the railroad tracks. I got Tom Petty playing in my Silverado, and I ice down a six pack. Ow. Hey Daisy, don't you worry about your mama. Like 007, we can keep
keep it covert. Undercover on the ground by the water, gonna get a little peace on earth. I say, baby, won't you say we go picking wildflowers? Got a spot way back in the woods. Sneak away for a couple of hours. You and me, baby, a picking wildflowers. Mother Nature is waiting and love's blooming like a cherry tree. Let's buzz around, maybe do some pollinating. Yeah, dive in like honeybees. Baby, won't you say we go picking wildflowers? Got a spot way back in the woods. Sneak away for a couple of hours. You and me, baby. I'm picking wildflowers.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around, around, and around, and around. I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again, or I may simply be a single drop of rain. But I will remain, and I'll be back again and again and again and again and again and again.
and the Panthers.
From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Was breaking her heart, and she was breaking mine. So for the sake of her feelings and the sake of my pride, I told her not to worry about me. So I'm sitting here soaking up the neon lights, misery, looking for some company. And tonight I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming her back and laughing out loud with the smoke so thick, the blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like I just don't care, if they're dancing over here or fighting over there, I'm making the rounds, looking for a party crowd. It'll dawn on me tomorrow, wherever I wake up, I'll look back and try to recall just where the heck's my truck. So take my keys and lock them up tight and let the good times flow. And I worry about tomorrow when it comes to light. The night's still young and I'm on the road tonight. I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming them back and laughing out loud. The smoke's so thick, them blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like it just don't care, if they're dancing over here or fighting over there, I'm making the rounds, looking for a party crowd.
Like I wish she did, I wish she did. Pouring up another one won't change what I should have done before she left. Now all that's left is mile by mile and city by city she's getting over me. And man, it ain't pretty, no. She's out there rolling down some old interstate.
Wide open, won't pick up her phone while I'm dying here tonight, staring goodbye in the face.
could, damn, I would.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Cole Swindell, Love You Too Late, 7:51. I'm Brian Winnikins. And this reminder, next week, we're not too far away, we'll be at the Corn Soy Expo Thursday and Friday of next week at the Kalahari. And we'll be having reports and interviews from the Corn Soy Expo. Just visit cornsoyexpo.org if you'd like to register or for more information. Well, what state is the best state to retire to? Well, according to Wallet Hub, Florida. The Sunshine State was ranked number one for retirement nationwide due to low taxes for retirees and the funding it receives for seniors from the Older Americans Act, which funds transportation and nutrition programs for older residents. Unfortunately, the overall cost of living there, however, is one of the highest. Yeah, good luck on homeowners insurance. Then you got to always leave with hurricanes and this and that. And don't forget about the Gators. Just don't forget about the Gators there. Now, other states, though, that are ranked best to retire include Minnesota. Really? Even when it's 50 below out, Colorado and Wyoming. The worst state to retire to? Kentucky.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I'm a little bit crazy, you could call me insane. Walking around with all these whispers running around here in my brain. I just can't help but hear them, man, I can't avoid it. I hear voices like my dad saying work that job, but don't work your life away. And mama telling me to drop some cash in the offering plate on Sunday. And granddad saying you can have a few, but don't ever cross that line. Yeah, I hear voices all the time. Turns out I'm pretty dang lucky for all that good advice. Those hard-to-find words of wisdom hold up here in my mind. And just when I've lost my way,
I've got too many choices. I hear voices. I hear voices like my dad saying, quit that team and you'll be a quitter for the rest of your life. And mama telling me to say a prayer every time I lay down at night. And grandma saying, if you find the one, you better treat her right. Yeah, I hear voices all the time. Sometimes I try to ignore them, but I thank God for them, 'cause they made me who I am. Don't work your life away. And mama telling me to drop some cash in the offering plate on Sunday. And granddad saying you can have a few, but don't ever cross that line. Yeah, I hear voices all the time. Yeah, I hear voices all the time.
Caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin, 'cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. She's somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas.
How's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably Texas. She's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark.